We're in a season of great outpouring of the Spirit. The day spring from on high is visiting us through the tender mercies of our God. Draw near with an open heart to receive the blessings of our God through His servant, Pastor Dimeji Elubadebo. Be revived.
We all need grace at several levels of our walk with God to deepen our communion with Him. It's a call to depths, to heights, to width in the Spirit. It's a call to new places in God. Can we receive a supply of the Spirit? Ask the Lord to help you. Say, Lord, I need your grace. Lord, I need your grace. Lord, I make new steps. Lord, I make new steps. From today, I trust you to come into a new sense, a new determination in understanding. Empower my heart, Lord, to reach out more. Help me, Lord Jesus. Lord, I need you desperately. I need you desperately. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you more. I need you more. I need you more. I need you more, Jesus. Every day. I need you every day. Every day. Every day. Every day, Lord. Every day, Lord. Every day, Lord. Ivaro Nevekejana. I need you more. I need you more. I lay down my pride. I lay down my arguments. Lord, I allow your word to conquer my soul. Lord, I allow your word to arrest my heart. I move away from busy life. I come into secret ways of God. Lord, I journey away from distractions. Too many distractions, Lord. Come on, receive grace, receive grace, receive grace. Father, we give you thanks. Come on, lift up your hands and thank Him. Lord, we are grateful. We thank you for the power of your word that has brought us into a new level of grace. Thank you for the help that you are bringing to us as a community to strengthen our walk with you. We'll give you all the glory in Jesus' name. For this series, it's just to remind us that we all have to, we are strong as our communion life. Yes, you know, you're not stronger than your strength in your personal walk with God. And that is the problem, you know. I said it last week, I've been saying it, I want to say it again. Some of the challenge with Christianity today is that it's too external. It's too external. And we are also not immune. Even though we are teaching present truth, we are not immune. If we build that same way, we will have the same problem. So it's possible for someone to be in this kind of church, no communion. Uh-huh. So it's not even because you are hearing the word alone. There has to be systems that must be in place. By system, I'm not talking about, or let me use a better word, maybe culture of the Spirit. That must be in place. That if it's not there, nothing is going to happen. And it is now more catastrophic that you can be in an environment where the word is being taught. I say this under God with every sense of responsibility. You don't get this kind of word everywhere. I say this is not pride, all right? So that's why I said it's sad when there's now laboring week in, week out. And then we are not getting as much as we should get. Not like we are not making... We are making progress, but it's not as I should get. So I remember, you know, it was 3 years ago that I saw a vision of pouring water into leaking baskets. So this is we are sealing up right now. This is how to seal up a pitch tent. If not, you just find out that we are not generating so much. We are not making so much progress because you cannot, and Pastor, thank you for saying that. I've said that too. Communion with the Lord, your corporate fellowship with the brethren cannot replace your personal communion with the Lord. It is supposed to strengthen it, not replace it. So we found out that many believers, I remember them when we were in school, I mean, way back in school, yes, we used to say, use the terminology that some people are using the blood of the community to run. You know, a community loving run. You understand? Meaning that they don't have something inside them. They're just using corporate grace to, and that's a very hazardous way to live. Because that cannot take you far. And now you know is that when you leave this environment for 1 month, if I 1 month is too much, for just 1 week, you begin to know that you don't have anything inside you that can keep you. And you need to understand the heart of your leaders. Like you rightly said, many believers cannot handle, for instance, personally, staying abroad. That's what people don't know. They don't want me to travel. Better keep quiet. You don't know what you're saying. I can show you experiences. Sometimes when you move from Nigeria to abroad, you start picking thoughts you never picked in Nigeria. One thing I tell you, divorce thoughts, very strong abroad. You'll be picking it. You'll be picking it. You understand? So that is why it's easier to divorce abroad. It's not because, you see, the spirits that cause divorce, they have done a deeper work there. So when you are coming from here, you have to make sure that you have a defense against it. That's all. Once you have a crack here, you know, and it's possible that you have a crack here that is not obvious. By the time you get into an environment where the spirits there, they have mastered how to separate people. The crack is just, well, this one has crack. Let's just put pressure on it. So you can see tongue-talking brother divorcing. You see pastors divorcing, yes. Easily, without any stress. The cracks were here. They were here. The cracks were here. So we are saying that, this series, I don't know. It's almost as if we should just be continuing. I don't know. I'm just still waiting in my spirit. I'm not sure. Let's see how the Lord will help us. Maybe we'll have to move into another advance. He rose into something else. But I just feel that it's almost as if we should just be talking about communion. Even though, well, in a sense, every other message also that we are teaching is also around communion. The whole idea of word, testament, you know, testimony, prophecy is also communion language. It's just interpretation of communion in another way. And like I said, and mommy said, I think on Tuesday, and I was teaching, the cycle of communion is from light to love. It's the same thing. In fact, I even want us to dwell more in interpreting, because I don't want people to be stuck on vocabulary. I want people to understand that when we say communion, communion is to strengthen love work. You love brethren, you move. That's what I was teaching on Thursday. You move from love of brethren to loving God. We see that in the epistles of John. So, brethren, we are not stronger than our communion with God. We should not forget that. All right? And every time you must be living according to the commandments that the Holy Spirit is giving you. And there must be Holy Spirit telling you to drop things every day. You can't be saying you have communion and you are not dropping things. You can't say you're having communion. It will change. That's not communion, sir. That's the problem with Christianity today. All right? It will change. Communion is seen in transformation of lifestyle. Communion is seen or measured in the things that you are dropping. You should be dropping things, sir. So now, even the power to drop things is fetched from the secret place. As a pastor, I don't know. It's not easy. You see, it means you have to deepen communion. You can't really drop things because something that is not easy to drop means that it is one with you. What did I say? It is your garment. So it's not easy to remove it. And, you know, I think, I'll mention something he said. Now, spirits lead us to take up garments. So your nature is a product of leading. So it is also a communion that brought you there. Yes. Once you have a nature, maybe you are an argumentative person. That is who you are. That argumentative nature did not start one day. You were led. Thank you. you know that we were Gentiles, carried away with unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. So you were led. So communion is leading.
Yes.
I hope you know that. You were led. You were led to have that nature. So somebody, spirit led you and they customized the nature for you. That's your garment. So you have a customized nature. All right? You are impatient. You are malicious. You are argumentative. That is your nature. All right? Now, what this teaching should do is that you recognize that that is darkness. Then you now begin to make steps to begin to walk against that nature. So it is now that leading. They are going to now lead you against that nature. Now, I'm saying that you cannot even have strength to drop a nature when there's no personal flow of communion with the Lord. So when the word comes, like it has been taught now, the Holy Spirit will breathe on it. He said, Pastor, I did not get anything from it. Then go and listen to the message. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing by. So that commandment that I'm talking about is actually faith. Because some of us don't, faith is not just an empty concept. It's a commandment. Commandment of faith, Pastor. Like faith is a commandment, love is also a commandment. So you will first take the commandment of faith to come into the life of faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because faith has both word and spirit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you didn't hear what I said. What did I say faith has? Meaning there is a commandment of faith that you will first receive. While you are hearing the word, Holy Ghost will breathe on you. Okay, this is what I want you to be doing. So, and that is like the law.
Yes, sir.
All right? I just want to interpret this thing more. So that's the law. So you get the law while the Holy Spirit breathes on it. Then when you now begin to, number one, when you first get the law, which is the commandment, you must agree with it.
Yeah.
If it's going to ever work. And that you know that the Holy Spirit is very, very gentle. He does not strive with us. Some of us, actually, I'm sorry to say this, hallelujah, no Holy Ghost. As in, we can, hallelujah, no Holy Ghost, sir. You don't understand? That's how gentle Holy Ghost is. Holy Ghost is very meek. He's God, though, but you can chance him. Holy Ghost, I better come out, come on, come on, come on. Holy Ghost, come out. Don't find my trouble today. That is what we do. Yes. We will not say that, but in our attitude, Holy Ghost, no, no. Holy Ghost, no. Today, I'm going to have my way. And Holy Ghost will just leave you. Or Holy Ghost will be begging you. The Holy Ghost begs us. Can you imagine? Look at how meek God is. God is the one that created you. Say, my daughter, please. I said, no. Today, I no go do what you say. Every day, na me the wash plate. Every day. Na me the wash plate. I know the wash plate today. My daughter, go and wash it. I said, I'm not washing. I said, I'm not washing. So when you now shout on Holy Ghost, you just step back. So that's how it is. So even though the instruction came, but you never agreed. So once instruction came and you did not agree with it, that instruction and your agreement is what makes the instruction become the law become a covenant. Now we are not even talking about testimony. We are talking about covenant. The law becomes a covenant. You now cut covenant with that nature, so it becomes, you agree with it. So it is what you agree that you now work with every day. It is difficult for, you can't be doing what you don't agree every day. So the idea of daily communion or daily sacrifice, it becomes daily sacrifice if you agree with the commandment. So when you agree with the commandment and you are doing it, you are doing a faith commandment, gradually it begins to mature to love. Because once you, faith climaxes in love. So you do it. You know, at times, how many of you know that at times we do things that we don't like doing, but we are doing it. Please keep doing it. Someone say, I don't feel like praying. I don't really like to pray this morning. Sir, it doesn't work that way. If you always, see, if you begin, because I need to strike the balance. If you begin, you want to begin from loving it, you may never do it. So when they give you, why is faith commandment, Pastor CG, is that it is a faith commandment. You have to faith it. You have to faith to walk in love. So you don't want to walk in love with that sister. But God has given me a commandment to walk in love with that sister. So you have to say, I must love Sister Diola. Because it's a commandment. Now, when I am doing that commandment of love, Sister Diola, and when I get reaction from you, that does not help my commandment. I say, Holy Spirit, I no longer can love Sister Diola. Mo de ti bere o, mo de try o. E wa ri iwa se mi o she love mo. So it is faith. Why is faith is that you keep doing it? Can we say amen? Thank you, Pastor. I like you, sir. So faith is a substance of things hoped for. So what is the hope? Is that you will become a lover. An evidence of what? So it means you have to keep doing that commandment. After a while, you will break into the spirit of that commandment. Then it's you now what you have been doing by faith, you now start doing it in love. And I begin to, it's not easy, sir. Flesh, man, sir. Well, we have not conquered it. You know, I'm always in and out of exercises. And honestly, you know, we recently moved into start to box. When we started, it was exciting. You know, we even did video.
Yes, sir.
Bang, bang, bang. Sir, when I did first 2 weeks, do not the body, sir. I'll have pains from my neck region to my ears, serious pains. You know what I told the people that used to count books? It's Shelly Killing Shea, Tony Joshua. AJ, she says, sir. You know, and I discovered, a boxing match is it three minutes per round, and it's not more than at most, maybe 12 rounds. So in less than 1 hour, it's a parry boxing. No, don't wonder. By the time you did 1 round, 3 minutes, you almost die. So by the time when I do 1,000 punches, it's as if all your body. When you do 1,000, you will know. No wonder they have money. AJ's fight and Ngannou. AJ and Ngannou fight. You know AJ and Ngannou? When he do uppercut, will be. Ofu Ngannou lopa kota. Ngannou slept off. you know how much? I think maybe like round five. So technically that's about 15 minutes. $50 million. Ngannou, that's also $20 million. Most of $20 million. Now what I'm telling you is, look at there's a lot of investment on the body. So after that time, when I want to say, I should have said, Jalo box, money me box then. I'm not boxing today. That is the issue. Now, because your muscles are screaming, or when you carry, if you are doing toning, you know. So after I do toning, at times I feel pain. So I call Isaac. Isaac, come and massage. Isaac was not telling me that the reason I'm feeling pain is that my muscles are tearing. And it has to heal up again. Now, God also understands the process. That's why at times God gives us breathing space. God gives us breathing. That's the place of being merciful and pitiful. God understands. And as leaders too, we should understand. It's not all the time that you hard on people. Give them breathing space. I know sometimes some people are going through a tough time. I just take my eyes away.
Yes, sir.
And be praying for them.
Yes, sir.
Koko, easy from flesh, lati ku. Flesh is one with you. Flesh is. So that's a place of wisdom also as a leader. Just pray for them.
Yes,
it's not every day you'll be giving the instruction.
Yes, sir.
Many people know what to do.
Yes.
It's not that they don't know, but they are not willing.
Yes, sir.
The spirit is what? But the flesh is what? Like I didn't want to go and box. Mm-hmm. So, but you have to be determined. Because if you are not consistent in that thing, that's why when you see somebody has developed muscles over the years, man, the person has worked. So when you if you want to have spiritual muscle, sir, you will box. Even when you don't feel like. Because I stopped for about 2 weeks. I had to go to Ondo and all that. And it's not easy combining ministration and exercise. Because ministration itself. Sir, at times when you are ministering, you are combating spirits. In this order, you combat spirits. At times when you, after finished ministry, you will know what it's about, Sarah. Yes. At times, you feel it on your body. So, you now continue again. By the time you are continuing consistently over time, you now see that you are building muscles. And then you have strength. So it's the same thing in the spirit. So you need to continue in faith commandments until you break into love. Now, when it becomes love, it becomes a delight. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
It is at love that you become a witness. There's also seasons in love. But I'm just talking about summarily. There are seasons in journeying in love. By the time you know, when it enters love, there's also a season of perfecting love. When you perfect it, it becomes now a witness. You now begin to witness. So whatever the Lord told you now becomes your way of life. So you can now see. Now this is the breakthrough now in all I've said. The Lord does not, you see, that journey is different for several people. My pastor said, some people, they can use 15 years in that journey I described. Some can use it 5 years. Some 2 years. Some even 1 year. So all that is now dependent on individuals. How yielded we are to agree with the Lord, to work out that thing in us. So I just want to encourage us this morning, right? I want us to be what? I want us to be willing. Now, additional to this, I now found out that there is so much emphasis on discipleship in this season. And brethren, at this discipleship level, there will be fights. It's not possible. You know, if I had a personal trainer, it would have been tougher on me. That is now where. So with a personal trainer, that system can be faster. That is where a personal trainer comes in. If you go to a gym, you know, because if you go to a gym and you have a personal trainer, they put pressure on you. If it's you, you will have mercy on yourself. You will excuse yourself. This is where the problem is. Now, I want us to now appreciate the place of leadership and oversight. We have talked the place of the Holy Spirit. That's why Holy Spirit sets you under men. That's the reason. That's just the reason. Because if they leave you alone, you are supposed to do 100 press-up every day. You know, when your trainer is there, say, oh yeah, go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If it's you, you will do 10. Because it happens to me too, you know, because I use my life to preach. I'm supposed to be doing 100 tummy exercise every day. So I now say, okay, today I don't do it. The other day I'll do 200. It's to punish myself. So, oh, did I do yesterday? I did yesterday. I've not done today. If I don't do today, it means tomorrow I'll do 200. So I'm telling myself, sir, go, Lord, share 100 the lane. Because it's easier to do 100 than do 200. But you know, it's me now. Nobody's monitoring me. If it was you had a personal trainer that is coming to your house every day, you say, oh yeah, come and do it in my front. Like some people, for instance, they don't like using drug. If you want to, some people, they don't like using drug. They use the drug as the spirit leads them. So if that drug will work, you have to say, oh, yeah, use the drug in my eyes. So that's the place of discipleship. All right? And we must get this thing right. God needs discipleship. There's also a training of discipleship. Then a time comes. You know, when you begin discipleship, you are not yet a disciple. You are being disciplined. Yeah. The end of discipleship is that you are a witness. So when they say, Pastor Onesimus is a disciple, it means that he's disciplined. He is already witnessing to a life. Now, he can also disciple others. We have to get it right at this level. Even though we just have a church of head knowledge people. Yes. People just be talking, sir. Sir, only go to 100 push. Oh, shinkaka. You don't do anything. Just be talking. You don't do anything. People will not carry out instructions. So that's why I want us to love the process that we are in. Because I know that we are in the emphasis of households. That is what households should be doing. To make sure that things are done. Not things are not parroted. Things are done, yes. And so it's going to be tough. And I'm saying that let it be tough. Then we'll now use love to soften it. You don't hear what I'm saying? Let us have it. Let us not run away from the it. We'll have clashes, yes. There's no way that you want to develop muscle and you not have tear. So let us have the tear. I'm not afraid of that. Let's have tear. Let's have crisis. Then there will be healing. If this is your family, if we rebuke you, you won't run away. If you run away, says, prove to me that you are not part of us. Because if they're flogging your family, you will come back. And we will not spare you. We'll just give you small breathing space. If you have good parents, then 3 days after, they continue again. Like I told my wife this morning, let me just round up with this. Tomwe, that's what my dad used to say. Tomwe, kule fweni isimi. Let us disciple each other now. So allow the Lord to disciple so that we'll give ourselves rest in the future. There'll be rest, yes, that's how it is. So, communion is the key of discipleship. Personal communion brings you to be. So, the only strength that addition that the Brethren Life gives us an oversight is just to make sure that we do what we should do. That's all. Because if they leave it to you alone, so even all of us, even me, I have a pastor. My wife is my pastor. You don't believe that I have a pastor. My wife pastors me. And that's why even as a man, if you don't empower your wife at home, you are in soup. You know those men of God, those brothers say, I'm the head. So I don't mean share. Because you have an idea that it is you, that you have the water. So you are the only one washing. You don't need washing. You need help too. You need your wife to remind you of the things that you said you would do that you are not doing. And you know that women are good at that. Oni, have you forgotten? Maybe you said, I want to sow 500,000 this year. You just said it like that. So when the money comes, your wife says, give you a go. Meanwhile, you are planned on that bully. This is iPhone. The wife just said, Sharon said, pay any amount so for Baba Land. They say, yee. I'm a brookulo boy. This girl is not a good girl. Why is she reminding me now that I want to blow this money, sir? I say, okay, that's true. You know, you don't want to form. I say, okay, that's true. Yes. We must obey the Lord. We are angry inside. We must obey. We have to obey the Lord. Let us do the will of the Lord. As we are going, say, everybody needs a pastor. What did I say? And at times, your pastor may not even be the pastors. They might be your brethren around you. They are your brethren, people that can tell you the truth, remind you, caution you, tell you are not doing well. If you fight them, you are fighting the Holy Spirit. Because that's another operation of the Holy Spirit. Because I want you to now see, both the personal communion you have with the Holy Spirit, then also Holy Spirit amidst your brethren. The Lord using them to also make you remember what the Holy Spirit has told you personally, so that you can walk in them. The Lord will help us.
We hope you have been blessed through these words of life. You can get more messages on our website, www.thecitygatechurch.org. Stay blessed.